الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back, dear viewers of Madani channel, to another episode within our series titled Exemplary Devotees, in which we reflect over the lives of the companions, our pious predecessors, as they are our guides and role models in expressing our love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We reflect over their lives, their teachings, and we also delve into those qualities that should be within an exemplary devotee. Today's topic is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love for his ummah. Now today, alhamdulillah, by the blessings of Da'wat Islami, this love and care for the ummah, for the fellow Muslims, is increasing. But prior, unfortunately, it has been seen within our time that Muslims are living a selfish lifestyle. Whereas this is not the greatness and this is not the teaching of Islam. The teaching of Islam is that Muslims live like brothers, as a brotherhood, as a united Muslim community. So inshallah, in today's episode, we will learn and discuss how much the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved his ummah. We will only be able to mention a few accounts because truly, as the ulama have stated, the Prophet's love for his ummah cannot be mentioned in words. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's care, kindness, compassion for his ummah goes beyond the realm of speeches and conversations and articulating them in words. I would like to commence today's program by mentioning the excellence of Salat al-Nabi, but alongside this is also an account which took place in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is relating this event which will happen in the hereafter to his blessed companions, expressing and showing to us the knowledge of the unseen of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Within this account is the excellence of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is reported by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, on the day of judgment, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the father of mankind, will be present in a vast land and field near the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He alayhi salatu wasalam will be dressed in two green garments. He will be looking at every person from his offspring who will be going towards paradise, and he will also be observing those individuals from his offspring who are going towards the fire of hell. In the meantime, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will observe an ummati of mine going towards the fire of hell. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will call out, O Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I will say, O father of mankind, I am here. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will cry out and will say, this person of your ummah, he's being taken by the angels to the fire of hell. Hearing this, I will quickly catch up to the angels and I will say, O angels of my Rabb, stop. They will humbly request, we are appointed angels. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, we act upon it and we fulfill it. We do not disobey him azza wa jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, narrating this account to the companions, he says, when I will become sad and grieved by this, I will humbly implore in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by gesturing towards the divine arsh of Allah and holding my blessed beard with my left hand. O my merciful Lord, did you not promise me that you will not humiliate me regarding my ummah? A voice will come from the throne, O angels, obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and let this person return. I will then take out a piece of white paper from my pocket, and putting it on the right side of the scale of good deeds, I will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the scale of good deeds will become heavier than the scale of bad deeds of that individual. A voice will be heard, he is fortunate. He has attained prosperity and his scale of good deeds has become heavy. Take him towards paradise. That bondsman, the ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, oh, the angels of my Lord, wait a moment. Let me go and talk to this blessed individual who has great maqam and status in the court of Allah. And then he will say, may my parents be sacrificed for you. How handsome is your luminous face and how beautiful is your appearance. You have forgiven my mistakes and have had pity on my tears. Please inform me, who are you? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I will say to him, I am your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And this is the salat which you would recite upon me, which you would send upon me, and it has benefited you completely as per your need. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this narration contains the excellence of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also attains the discussion and the element of today's topic, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for his ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot bear that a single one of his ummati, his followers, goes into the fire of hell. And we also learn that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam possesses knowledge of the unseen, as he is informing his companions of the events to come on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this beautiful narration, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, also tells us and informs us regarding the status of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more importantly, this tells us the excellence of Salat ala Nabi. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the blessings of reciting Salat ala Nabi with love and devotion, with sincerity, as this will benefit us in this world as well as on Yawm al-Qiyamah in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to present to you an account also stated by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, foretelling the events on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the knowledge of the unseen of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which also includes his love for his ummah that cannot truly be expressed in words. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would like you to reflect for a moment that the Day of Judgment will be that day where every single individual will be worried about himself. It is that day which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the glorious Quran. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. On that day, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, man will flee from his own brother and from his mother and his father, and from his wife and sons. On that day, each one will have just one worry, which is sufficient for him, meaning sufficient for him to not care about anyone else. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, may we be sacrificed upon the blessed shafa'at of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon the dust that touched his blessed feet, that in such the most difficult moment in the life of humankind, of mankind, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there to help us, is there to save us. And in the narration that I would like to mention, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, On Yawm al-Qiyamah, all the prophets, alayhimu salatu wassalam, will be present, will be seated upon their golden thrones and pulpits. But my mimbar, my pulpit, my throne will be empty, because I will be standing silently in the merciful court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest, so that it's not the case that I be sent into Jannah and my ummati, my ummah, remains worried about their own state after me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh beloved, I will make the decision about your ummah according to your wish, according to your desire. Then I will humbly say in the court of Allah, Allahumma ajjil hisabahum, meaning, O Allah Almighty, take accountability of their deeds quickly. And I will repeatedly make this request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until I will be given a list of the people of my ummah who have gone into hell. And then I will intercede for them and take them out of hell. And in this way, nobody from my ummah will be left who will be subjected to the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, just ponder and reflect a moment. How much our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam cares for us. How he is so compassionate and kind for us, that even a mother does not have this amount of love for her children the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has for his ummah. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, a point to reflect over is this is the love and the state of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for his ummah. How much do we try to please our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam through our actions? How much do we act upon his blessed sayings? Just reflect over a moment the way the parents love their children. They do not want to break their children's heart. A best friend does not want to harm or hurt the feelings of his fellow best friend. And loved ones do not want to break the heart of their loved ones. But alas, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the majority of Muslims today who are seen to claim their love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they unfortunately are not showing the practical sense. They are not showing a practical step when it comes to claiming to have love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can a true devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can an exemplary devotee miss his salah deliberately? Can he hurt the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this way? What kind of devotion and love is this towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us the emphasis of our daily salah, the emphasis of performing the fast of Ramadan, of giving zakah, of performing the hajj, of offering the taraweeh salah, and many other acts of worship? And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged them, and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Ju'ilat qurratu 'aini fi salah," the coolness to my eyes has been placed within salah. Now, for a person to claim that he loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can he not act upon these sayings? How can he not protect his salah? This, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is something that we must reflect over. That if we truly claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we must protect our acts of worship. We must protect our obligatory actions. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we want to reflect and really understand the love and compassion the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had for his ummah and still has for his ummah, we can look no further than this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. In the 11th juz, Surah Tawbah, verse 128, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, there has come to you that messenger from amongst yourselves. Heavy upon him is your suffering. He immensely desires your well-being. The utmost kind and merciful for the Muslims. In Siratul Jinan, in the tafsir of Siratul Jinan, it mentions, this is an expression from the Holy Quran of the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his compassion. And in what way, my dear viewers of Madani Channel? If I'd like to present to you the many ways throughout the apparent life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he looked after his ummah. He did not make it difficult upon them. For example, out of concern for the weak, the sick, and the children, he gave the command to not extend the recitation during salah. That when the a'imma recite during salah the Quran, they should not lengthen it and prolong it too much, because this will cause difficulty for the elderly, for those who are weak, for those who are unwell, and for the young children who are participating in the salah. The Prophet ﷺ did not always offer nawafil during the night. He did not always offer nawafil during the night, lest that the nawafil become to the darja of fard upon the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ forbade the fasting of wisal, which is to fast continuously one day after another without having iftar in between, and to continuously fast like this. The Prophet ﷺ himself did this. And he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides me with sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides me with food and water. And the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried to do this. The companions tried to do this, but they became ill. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, which of you is like me? That none of you are like me. I am given sustenance by my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, to protect the ummah from falling into difficulty and hardship, he forbade them from observing the fast of Yawm Wisal continuously day after day without having iftar. The Prophet ﷺ forbade the Muslim Ummah from doing this type of fasting. It's cited in Muslim Sharif, the beloved Prophet ﷺ was delivering khutbah regarding Hajj becoming fard. And one individual from the companion stood up and he said, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, is Hajj fard every year? The beloved Prophet ﷺ remained silent. When the questioner kept on repeating this question in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed him and said, whatever I tell you, then do not be persistent over what I say. Do not chase after what I say. Whatever I've told you, act upon this, upon that much. If I was to say, yes, that Hajj is farz every single year, then you would fall into difficulty and you would not be able to do this. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, showing how much the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam cares for us, he did not obligate farz every single year for his ummah. Even to the extent of when we perform tawaf around the holy Kaaba for the men, he ordered ramal, meaning to walk briskly around for the first three rounds of tawaf, not for all of the rounds. This is again for compassion towards the Muslim Ummah. And finally, my dear viewers of Madani channel, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of love for his Ummah, would stay awake the entire night, remaining engaged in worship, supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the forgiveness of his Ummah, to such an extent that his blessed feet would swell whilst he was standing. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madin channel, what can we understand from the sacrifices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The love that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for his ummah. But unfortunately today, the Muslim ummah is seen fulfilling their desires. They are turning away from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by claiming that this is just the sunnah. Why do we have to act upon this? What has happened to the Muslim ummah? What has happened to the Muslims, my dear viewers of Madin channel? We have to reflect over our day-to-day actions. How are we living our lives? Are we living it in amusement, in entertainment, and just enjoying our time, or futile activities? Or are we living our life in the way our Prophet ﷺ has ordained us and has guided us regarding? My dear viewers of Madani channel, I'd like to present to you a hadith from Sahih Muslim on the authority of Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, that the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me three requests. Three requests I can ask before my creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Twice during the apparent lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he supplicated, Allahumma ghfir li ummati. Allahumma ghfir li ummati. Meaning, O Allah, please forgive my ummah. O Allah, please forgive my ummah. Two times these du'as, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are guaranteed acceptance. Definitely guaranteed acceptance. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? وَأَخَّرْتُ الثَّالِثَةَ ليوم يرغب إلي الخلق كلهم حتى إبراهيم. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the final dua, the third request that I will present, I am saving this, I am delaying this until that day where the entire creation, even including Ibrahim, who is Khalilullah, the close intimate friend of Allah, he will be, his tawajjuh will be towards me. He will be looking towards me for help. On that day, I have saved this dua for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the entire creation on that day. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers on Madani channel, listen to the words of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ishq wa Muhabbat, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. He mentions, O beloved Muslim brother, have you ever heard that the one for whom you have true love, and then what kind of beloved are we talking about? The essence of faith, the treasure of goodness, the one for whose awe-inspiring beauty you will find no match, and the pen of destiny held back after creating his image and will never write such again. Such a beloved whose creator sent him as mercy to all the worlds. Such a beloved who carried the weight of the entire world upon his shoulders. Such a beloved who left the food of the day and the sleep of the night due to in grief of his Muslim ummah. Yet, O brother, O Muslim brother, O Muslim sister, you are engaged in disobeying him sallallahu alaihi wasallam day and night. You are busy in futile activities playing, whilst he sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained awake at night, crying out of the pleading in the court of Allah, out of sadness for his ummah, and crying and supplicating for the forgiveness of his ummah. The night which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for rest, the dawn is near, the cold breeze is blowing, everyone wishes to rest in that time. When kings are in their warm beds and soft pillows, they are absorbed in their dreams. And even the needy who are without support, they stretch in the atmosphere, in the cool breeze of the night. And they are also resting. Everyone is in the state of complete rest. Everyone just worried about relaxing. At such a time, in such a cool atmosphere, that impeccable, sinless, pure one, with whom purity seeks refuge, leaves his comfort and relaxation, turns away from sleep and rest, and places his noble forehead in the divine court, saying, O Allah, my ummah is sinful. Please forgive them and protect all of their bodies from the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, look at the state that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love for his ummah. What is our state today? How much do we remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam? And my dear viewers of Madani channel, if we finally mention the state of even throughout the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he remembered his ummah. He tried to give ease to the ummah in the matters of the religion. If we look at the moment in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being laid and buried into his blessed grave, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a wasiyah, made a will, so that the Ahle Bayt and his close relatives and family members, they are responsible for the funeral arrangements. So accordingly, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu and his two sons, Sayyidina Fadl bin Abbas and Sayyidina Qusam bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, they all looked after the funeral arrangements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Fadl bin Abbas and Sayyidina Qusam bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they helped to lower the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam into the grave. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, when we go to the narration cited in Kanzul Ummal, that Sayyidina Qusam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that blessed individual who was the last individual to exit the blessed grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after burying him. He radiallahu anhu then stated that I was the last individual to see the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his grave. I saw that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was moving his blessed lips in his illuminated grave. So I moved my ears closer to the blessed mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I heard him saying, Rabbi ummati ummati, O Lord, O my Lord, my ummah, my ummah. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, When I pass away, I will always call out in my grave, Rabbi Ummati Ummati, until the second trumpet, until the second horn will be blown. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have been listening to the accounts of the prophetic love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for his Ummah. And after listening to all of these accounts, a true devotee is one who reflects upon his state. That we may be going through difficult times, we may be struggling in our life, maybe religiously as well, we may be struggling in our ibadat, in remembering the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in acting upon his teachings. But after listening to these accounts, a true devotee of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will ponder over his life and make the relevant changes in order to please the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in out of love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That love where an ummati, a true devotee, is one who is punctual in his daily salam. A true ummati is one who is loyal to his master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, follows in his prophetic teachings, who has knowledge of the relevant necessary rulings of the sharia, the fard, the wajib, the sunnah, the mustahabbat. When it comes to purity, when it comes to all this type of knowledge, a true lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is well versed in his Islamic knowledge. A true ummati is an embodiment of piety and righteousness. We need to look within our life. Are we true devotees? The topic and our series is known as the exemplary devotees. What are those qualities which are within a exemplary devotee? And we, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, a true ummati, a true follower of the Prophet ﷺ, is one who fulfills his shari'i responsibilities. A true ummati is one who recites the Holy Quran. A true ummati is one who avoids from the impermissible and haram actions. Is one who saves his children, his family members, his spouses from impermissible actions. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, a true ummati and an exemplary devotee is one who fears that he does not fall into the displeasure of his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to reflect over these accounts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love and make us the true devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And keep watching Madani Channel. Inshallah, more programs like this will inspire us, will give us the ability to reflect on our state. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this little effort of ours and grants us the tawfiq to make a positive change within our life. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees.